T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, you know what we do every, when do we do it? Every Thursday?
Usually Wednesday.
All right. Well, we do it from time to time.
This is a Wednesday-Thursday mix show, yeah.
You hear what we're talking about today, but the ridiculous and amazing topics that Ben comes up with, we don't do them, but then we do something called Rejected Show Topics. Here it is.
All right, so I got three today, and they may be the three toughest we've ever had. So let's start with this one. There's a viral video out there of a new home remedy for acne. I don't know if you guys ever had acne in your life, but it sucks. You get a few zits on your face.
What's the product? Proactive.
Yeah.
Adam Levine had a really bad acne.
Acne's terrible. So we all look for ways to solve it, right? Well, an unnamed woman has claimed that she's found the way to get vitamin A, vitamin E, and calcium and solve your acne problem. It's dog urine. It's apparently cured not only her acne, but her depression. It's changed her life. And she's hoping to spread the good word and make sure everybody else out there can access it. So here's my question for you. Let's say this does work. A big if.
Why not your urine?
Let's say it does work. Well, yeah. I don't question the science. I just would you rather have horrific acne or have to drink dog urine every day?
You drink it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the easy one.
Yeah.
So you'd rather have terrible, horrific acne?
Yeah.
I'd go to dermatologist and get proactive.
Yeah.
And drink dog urine?
First of all,
this sounds like stupid and not and untrue. This story. No one's drinking dog urine to cure you of acne.
It works.
No, you pop the pimples against your mirror in your bathroom.
I remember doing that. Yep.
But yeah, you're fine.
Who was the boxer that drank his own urine? Wasn't that somebody was a boxer that drank his own urine before a fight, like to get ready for a fight?
He thought it was pickle juice?
Yeah, I want to say
let me see.
I can't remember.
A brief history of athletes. Juan Manuel Marquez drank his own urine.
Yeah, that's it right there.
It was on 24/7.
It was on 24/7, yes.
Oh, and they're showing the picture. Oh, my God. No, but I would like, what's his name? Who was the manager that Philippe Alou said that he used to pee on his hands because it created calluses?
And
then he'd have to wear batting gloves or whatever, which was. People did a lot. I would pee on my hands if I was a baseball player. I don't care.
Okay.
Whatever.
Number two. So the Mexican soccer team, who some people in America kind of adopted as our North American team. Well, sadly, they were knocked out of the World Cup by Brazil this week. But their countrymen definitely did everything they could to make sure that they could make a deep run. When they left for Russia, they had a World Cup send-off party with not one, not two, but 30 hookers, 30 prostitutes. So I'm curious.
How many guys?
Probably fewer than 30.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm curious. We don't have to share personal stories here, but have you guys had any experience
with hookers?
With hookers, have you known maybe teammates that you had experience with hookers? Give us names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, can I answer for both?
Vikings houseboat situation.
That's my way of saying this is a rejected show topic, right?
We're going to reject you as the producer in a second. By the way, Jorge Posada once quipped, you don't want to shake my hand during spring training. We're talking about something called urine therapy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I guess in early on, he does a lot of peeing on his hands. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get away from that hooker question.
Anything else? Yeah, no. Ben, how about this? I have absolutely positively no experience, and I know nobody with experience in it, all right?
It's impressive.
Thank you.
And if we're under the fine, that's the first time we've actually had one of these legitimately rejected.
You're an idiot. You're an idiot.
The last one.
I got somebody tweeting me, you still haven't answered the question yet. No, I don't. I don't know anybody. No, I never have. Been with a hooker, and I don't know anybody that's been with a hooker.
The title for this podcast is going to be, Has Ike Reese Used a Hooker?
No, I haven't.
Last one. How about a sports one? The Warriors signed DeMarcus Cousins. So basically, they have the most stacked roster in NBA history. I think we'd agree. They might not have the best team ever, but they got this most stacked
roster.
Pretty
amazing, yeah.
So we always say, well, anybody could coach this team. Steve Kerr's nothing. So here's my question. Let's say any average Joe, for example, me, was coaching the Golden State Warriors. How many wins would they have next season? We know they wouldn't win 73, but how many would they win?
Ike?
I'll give you 20.
20 wins for Ben? No, I still say 70.
30?
You wouldn't listen to him.
Oh, yeah. Are you calling plays? Like, are you calling sets? What are you doing?
I'm going to try.
Are you calling? You're not going to do, don't call a timeout. Don't do anything. You just sit there.
Let me ask you how you'd be dressed.
Are you going to wear a suit?
Yeah, would you be dressed like that on the sidelines?
Are you going to wear your shirt and your khakis that you wear every day? Huh? Your Jim Harbaugh look.
I might put on a tie.
No. You have to be dressed like that. They would still win 70 games because they don't really need a coach.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't listen to a word you had to say. Now, if he was like the Eagles head coach and he was calling plays, they win no games.
Right, because, a football coach, you gotta actually...
Yeah.
I don't want to disrespect basketball coaches, but... You know.
Well, when your team's that good...
Yeah.
You just tell Steph, like, all right, you're kind of in charge of stuff.
And, you got this.
Yeah.
You got this.
Oh, man. All right, let's reject the show topics. Good job, Ben. Kind of good job.
Yeah, kind of good job.
Now, someone just asked me if Chinatown counted with your question, and I said yes. It does count.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.